Blog Talk Radio.
I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Still I've got another journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. And my one regret is leaving you behind.
But if it proves to be his will that I am first to cross, and somehow I've a feeling it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you see.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. Through this life we labor hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes.
So I'll just rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
And what a wonderful message coming from Johnny Cash and June Carter here this morning. And today is, and welcome to Deeper Truth. And today is the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne. Saint Joachim and Anne are the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the grandparents of Jesus. And so today we will share their story. And on Deeper Truth, I have my second wind, and the Deeper Truth has its second wind.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us.
When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert.
Defender!
When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today.
And today, our feast today, our celebration, Joachim and Anne, St. Joachim and Anne. Saints Joachim and Anne can intercede for grandparents who seek help and guidance for their grandchildren. Saints Joachim and Anne were part of a long chain of people who had transmitted their faith and love for God, experienced in the warmth and love of family life, down to Mary, who received the Son of God in her womb and who gave him to the world, to us. Both received a vision of an angel who announced that Anne would conceive and bear a most wondrous child. Couple rejoiced at the birth of their daughter, whom Anne named Mary. Their prayers were heard, and an angel came to Anne and said, "The Lord has looked upon your tears. You shall conceive and give birth, and the fruit of your womb shall be blessed by all the world." Wow. The angel made the same promise to Joachim, who returned to his wife. Images of Saint Joachim are often identified by the presence of his associated symbols. A book or scroll represents linen markers, a shepherd's staff for the Christian word, and a basket of doves representing peace. He is almost always dressed in green, the color of hope. Joachim is regarded as the father of the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. And tradition has it that Saint Joachim was a retired priest or holy man of his time. Joachim is the patron saint of fathers, grandfathers, grandparents, linen traders, cabinet makers, and married couples. He is also often pictured in art as an older man with Saint Anne and the Virgin Mary at his side. He also is also shown holding a scroll or book to represent linen makers, or with doves to represent peace. Anne is the patroness of women in labor, the patroness for women praying for the gift of a child, and the patron saint of grandmothers. Many 50-something or plus Catholics from the Northeast, especially Franco-American Catholics from New England, know of the strong devotion to St. Joachim and St. Anne. St. Anne is a testament to the divine and unique role of women, especially for as wives and mothers. She was no ordinary woman. By virtue of being faithful, she became extraordinary. St. Anne is now known and celebrated as the patron saint of grandparents, mothers, married couples, and the infertile. In the scriptures, Matthew and Luke furnish a legal family history of Jesus, tracing ancestry to show that Jesus is the culmination of great promise, not only in his mother's family neglected. We also know nothing factually about them except that they existed. Even the names Joachim and Anne come from a legendary source written more than a century after Jesus died. The heroism and holiness of these people, however, is inferred from the whole family atmosphere around Mary in the scriptures. Whether we rely on the legends about Mary's childhood or make guesses from the information in the Bible, we see in her a fulfillment of many generations of prayerful persons, herself steeped in the religious traditions of her people. The strong character of Mary in making decisions, her continuous practice of prayer, her devotion to the laws of her faith, her steadiness at moments of crisis, and her devotion to her relatives all indicate a close-knit, loving family that looked forward to the next generation, even while retaining the best of the past. Joachim and Anne, whether these are real or their real names or not, represent the entire quest or quiet series of generations who faithfully performed their duties, practiced their faith, and established an atmosphere for the coming of the Messiah, but remain obscure. There is a church of St. Anne in Jerusalem, and it is believed to be built on the site of the home of Saints Joachim and Anne when they lived in Jerusalem. Anne is the patron of grandmothers, among many other things, and Joachim of grandfathers and grandparents. This is the Feast of Grandparents. It reminds grandparents of their responsibility to establish a tone for generations to come. They must make the traditions live and offer them as a promise to little children. But the feast has a message for the younger generation as well. It reminds the young that older people's greater perspectives, depth of experience, and appreciation of life's profound rhythms are all part of a wisdom not to be taken lightly or ignored. I count on your intercession, St. Anne, for courage and peace of mind. Do implore God to heal us, heal me, for everything is possible to him. And he answers your prayer. I pray also to you also on behalf of all the suffering and sick people of the world, especially those I know, and assist personally. St. Anne, pray for us. Glorious St. Anne, filled with compassion for those who invoke you and with love for those who suffer, burdened by the weight of my troubles, I kneel before the King of Kings, with you at his side, and humbly beg you to take the present petition I bring to you under your maternal protection. And that would be the children, which we're going to be focusing on here in just a moment. O blessed and happy pair, Joachim and Anne, to whom the Almighty gave for a daughter, the Immaculate Virgin, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, a grace which is a speaking evidence of your purity and of your lives being perfectly ordered according to the will of God. O obtain for us, for me, grace, that I may serve, that I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and Our Lady as well, and all the heavenly realm. Thank you. And so, in this, we want to pray for our holy priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And praying for others was central to Jesus' mission. And should be for us, especially intercession for priests. And so that's exactly what this is all about. We do so. We want to pray for our holy, for holy priests, for our priests. And Pope St. John Paul II's prayer for priests to our Blessed Mother, Mother of Jesus Christ and Mother of Priests, accept this title, which we bestow on you to celebrate your motherhood and to contemplate with you the priesthood of your Son and of your sons, O Holy Mother of God, Mother of Christ. To the Messiah priest you gave a body of flesh through the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the poor and the contrite of heart. Guard priests in your heart and in the church, O Mother of the Savior, Mother of Faith, you accompanied to the temple the Son of Man, the fulfillment of the promises given to the fathers. Give to the Father for his glory the priests of your Son, O Ark of the Covenant, Mother of the Church. With the disciples in the upper room, you prayed to the Spirit for the new people and their shepherds. Obtained for the order of presbyters a fullness of gifts, O Queen of the Apostles. Mother of Jesus Christ, you were with him at the beginning of his life and of his mission. You sought the Master among the crowd. You stood beside him when he was lifted up from the earth, consumed by the one eternal sacrifice. And you had John close by you, your son. Except from the beginning those who have been called. Protect their growth. Accompany your sons in this, in their life and in their ministry. O Mother of Priests, Mary, Woman of the Eucharist, Mother and Model of every priest, and you, Mary, Woman of the Ark of the Eucharist, Mother and Model of every priest, be close to these souls of yours today and throughout the years of their pastoral ministry. Like the Apostle John, they too welcome you into their home, as we all should. help them to conform their lives to the divine teacher who has chosen them as his ministers. May their presence, just spoken by each one with joyful enthusiasm, be expressed every day in generous adherence to the task of their ministry and blossom in the joy of the Magnificent for the great things that God's mercy will through their hands. Amen. And St. John Vianney, his prayer for priests: Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. That's from St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests. Pray for us. And he said, St. John Vianney said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. The Catholic priest always at your side when you call. And they are on the front line against sin and wiping out sin. If we have sin, we should go to confession often and regularly. And so and we pray for our priests. We pray for those who are addicted. There are many addictions out there. We pray for those suffering under addictions. We pray for those who need assistance, need your assistance, O Lord, and deliverance. And we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Saint Benedict, for the protection of a child, a prayer to Saint Benedict. O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness comes from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Joseph is the patron. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power, we may offer our thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. And we pray for fathers here too, and St. Joachim and St. Anne. What a great day this is. God be praised. Our Lord be honored in every way. As we pray for the protection of these precious children.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children, God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children.
And our sneak peek for tomorrow's saint of the day, Saint Titus Brandsma. And what a powerful story he is. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And it's like an odyssey that just traveling through the church calendar. And learning about these saints and what you, Lord, had done for through their lives, the Catholic Hall of Fame. And so may we imitate their examples. They're the best role models, our loved saints. And so thank you all out there. And I'm going to play this because I've been challenged, or an individual's trying to challenge me, but I will not debate him because he is not worthy of such debate. He sent perverted messages to my wife, which is unacceptable, and he's done some things which is just outrageous. And I'm trying to keep it. But I'm going to show, because I think this is...
Hear ye, hear ye. Presenting Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender and world champion debater. He stands like a rock at the top of the debate world. Many thought they could easily topple him. Like Marcus Anthony, who debated him in 2017 on the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Marcus found that task was anything but easy.
We're told to forget about what we can see and hear and feel and taste and touch and just believe in this invisible miracle of Christ playing hide-and-seek in the flatbread.
Tonight's debate is about faith. You either have it or you don't. If you have it, you say, our Lord said it, that settles it. If you do not have it, you say, Jesus didn't really say it. Or, Jesus said it, but he really didn't mean it. Or, there is no Jesus. What is the difference? They are all only different degrees of the same unbelief. Denial of the Eucharist is denial of the Christian faith. and the creation of a new Jesus who is not the bread from heaven that the Jesus of John 6, which clearly states himself to be. Marcus claims to follow the Bible, but he does not truly understand the Bible. If he did, he would see a foreshadowing of the Eucharist in the Passover.
Yes, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, once again left his last debate opponent tongue-tied. Now, 2 years later, without a serious challenger, Donald Hartley, our Catholic defender, is once again on the prowl for his next challenger. Will you be the one who will hand Donald Hartley his first debate loss? Will you make debate history? It's a tall order, and thus far one that has been impossible. Yet the search goes on. Is there someone, anyone, who will give the Catholic defender, Donald Hartley, a run for his money? Is there anyone, someone, anyone out there who would challenge him? Or will he stand as Donald Hartley, a man, a legend?
And so, God bless you all, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Saint of the Day. And pray for those who have little faith or no faith, especially in the Eucharist, especially in our Holy Catholic faith. Now, we'll leave you with this.
I can hear them say,